My name is Jim Behoosh, and welcome to the Sustainable House Sketchbook, dedicated to sharing information to make our existing or new houses more comfortable, healthier, and efficient. Once the interior framing is complete, and that means all the walls, backers, and nailers in place, the plumber is back to complete the rough-in. We lucked out with some days in the 40s to get it done. If the weather hadn't warmed, I would have left the site during rough-in. Like most drain and vent assemblies, we used PVC. I can't handle the fumes from the pipe cleaner and cement. Lucking out with warm days meant I could comfortably open all the windows. The relatively warm weather also hastened curing and the dissipation of fumes. Be aware that if you're gluing up PVC at temperatures below 40 degrees, you'll need to use low temperature solvents. Plumbing supply houses are the only place I know that carries them. In terms of fumes during construction, if you have interior drain lines, you're almost guaranteed to the onslaught of fumes while gluing up. The other choices for drain lines are vastly more expensive. They include copper lines, which means you'll need to be sweating 1.5 to 3 inch drain lines. Flux fumes aren't very pleasant either. The other choice would be cast iron drains. Cast iron also offers the benefit of being much quieter. Occasionally, if budget allows, you'll see cast iron being used for the drain stacks solely for noise reduction. These days, cast iron pipe will be put together with no hub fittings. Cast iron was the prevalent drain material for many years. That was hubbed pipe and involved packing joints with oakum, then pouring the seals with molten lead from the lead pot. Talk about seriously unhealthy practices. Not only were lead pots noxious and hazardous, but the pipe and fittings weigh a whole lot. You could always pick out the old plumbers by their Popeye forearms. My plumber is a third generation plumber. He mentioned to me the other day how his dad, who wasn't a big man, could take a cast iron tub in a crate, flip it, and carry it up the stairs on his back. Yikes. Have some information you'd like to share on the Sustainable House Sketchbook? Send an email to info@weru.org with house in the subject line.